Accession number 106-88-6.
Mr. Kitson, rail 6.
Phosphorescence, that's the name of it. You could look at your compass and you could see the dial. Now, it wasn't very easy to march at night like that. However, we made very good progress, and suddenly we ran into a body of men. And I was confronted by a very white face, and it was a young officer out of one of the infantry battalions on a reconnaissance patrol. Now, we had a password, but both of us were so amazed at sort of colliding with each other that neither of us mentioned the password. But the officer of the platoon sergeant with him, who very quickly sized up the situation and intervened, and everything was so we didn't shoot each other. And then we got to our own perimeter eventually, where we had to give the password, and we were allowed in through the Dogris, I think it was, who were on the perimeter. We did move about to a considerable extent, and the Royal Air Force devised a method of collecting and delivering messages. We erected two poles with a wire between the two poles, and we hung a bag on the wire, and a fighter aircraft came down and picked this bag up, or pick up the wire and fly off with it, but it wasn't successful. And we had to revert to other means of transmitting messages. Eventually, I began to feel unwell, and I went off my food, which was quite unlike me, and I began to have a lot of severe stomach cramps. I didn't want to go sick or anything like that, because I didn't want to come out of Burma, and this went on until the stomach pains got so severe that I eventually had to see a doctor. And after he examined me, of course, he couldn't do any tests in there because there was no facilities. But he did put me on a stretcher and instructed that I be taken on by stretcher and taken back to Chittagong, which was a long way. I was carried on the stretcher for a long way, for miles, miles, miles. And then got into an ambulance and eventually got back to Chittagong. And I was put onto a hospital ship. And the hospital ship was to sail to Madras. And until then, during the whole of the war, although I'd been afraid on occasions, I'd never really been desperately afraid. But when darkness came down, I really became very much afraid, because the whole hospital ship was illuminated. And we knew that the Japanese would ignore hospital ships. And they would sink anything. If there had been a Japanese submarine in the Bay of Bengal and spotted us, they would have sunk us. And I didn't like the idea of sailing in this hospital ship illuminated. And we were on that for 2 days, two nights. Until we got to Madras, and they diagnosed I had contracted some kind of infestation in my bowels, which people get in the Far East, and they kept me in hospital there for, I think it was about 32 days. From there they sent me, we always seem to do long journeys in India, from there they sent me to Mau, which is in northern India. And after being in Mau for a few weeks, they then sent me down to southern India. To Bangalore. When I got to Bangalore, it was a peacetime barracks, which I didn't like at all. But after I'd been there a few days, the adjutant saw me one day and said to me, how long have you been away from the United Kingdom? And I said, I've been away since 1940. So he said to me, well, there's something seriously wrong here because they've overlooked you because you should have been gone, long gone. So he said, I'll put things in motion to get you sent back to England.
Why was it that you didn't want to leave Burma?
I liked it there.
What, for what reason?
I liked the war in Burma. I liked the whole campaigns in Africa and Burma. That was my life. We were there till the war finished, and there's, I mean, homesickness was a thing that never affected me. You couldn't be homesick because you knew you couldn't come home anyway, you see.
But why should you like the war in Burma?
Well, I would have been quite just as happy if I'd been in a war in North Africa. Anyway, he said that I should have been long gone. But at that moment, there was a teleprinter message came through and cancelled all repatriation for Royal Signals and Royal Engineers for another, for another 6 months. So I had to sit and wait for another 6 months before I eventually got to Bombay and on board the Franconia to come back home. Life in the army during the war was a combination of a number of things. There was violence and deceit, cruelty and bloodshed, but the thing that always stood out all during the war to me was friendship. It made no difference where you were stationed or which division or army you served in, whether it was British troops that you were with or Indian troops you were with, or the Free French troops we were with in North Africa. Everybody was looking after everybody else. You had to depend on each other for your very life. And although we weren't sentimental, and although we saw death frequently, and we just carried on without any appearance of emotion, we knew that even with a complete stranger in the army, he was a friend. And that was more valuable to us than anything that ever happened to us.